This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Denver Sheriff Department says a new scam is hitting residents' phones and warns people to be cautious. In the scam, someone impersonates a sheriff deputy and provides a fake badge number. The impersonator then tells the person on the phone that there's a warrant for their arrest, instructing them to go to a Bitcoin machine and pay money to avoid arrest. The Sheriff Department says it would never ask for payment to avoid jail or ask people to use Bitcoin or other wire services. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Colorado today. His first stop was at Denver International Airport, where he announced a new consumer protection program with Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. The program is meant to help airline passengers with travel issues and delayed refunds.
Many passengers still don't know that they are automatically entitled to a refund if there is a cancellation for any reason, even if it's weather. Yet we've found a lot of airlines dragging their feet.
State Justice Departments will now be able to directly investigate consumer complaints against airlines. That responsibility previously fell to the federal government. And the Pueblo Zoo has announced the birth of a new DeBrazos monkey. The baby was born at the end of March to parents Ruby and Kanoa. Its gender is still unknown, as zoo officials say it can be hard to figure out until the baby grows and gets some separation from its mom. The monkeys are native to Central Africa and have a white muzzle and beard. The zoo says Ruby and Kanoa have been a couple since a special exhibit opened in 2018. Mostly clear overnight in Denver with sunny skies tomorrow with a high in the 70s. This is CPR News at 7:06.